I have Delaney and Seth with me on the microphones. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Now, Delaney, you have a little story you want to talk about?
I do. First, I want to ask, you ride your bike, right?
Yep.
Do you ride it on the road?
Yep.
See, that freaks me out. That does freak me out. Do you ride your bike anywhere, Seth?
No, I don't even own a bike anymore. I line bike sometimes, but like never on the road because it's scary.
Exactly. It's freaky.
So where do you ride your line bike?
On the footpath? Yeah, on the footpath.
Or a bike track?
Yeah, a bike track sometimes or a footpath, but never on like the place cars go.
You know it's illegal to ride on a footpath.
It's illegal to ride a line bike on a footpath?
Yeah, because it's motorized. Right?
Unless it's a share. Unless it's a special share path.
Uh-oh. No, but I'm not like riding it in like the city. Like, I don't even know, actually.
But it doesn't matter where you're riding it. If you're on a footpath, the only people who can ride on a footpath are under 16-year-olds.
Not like a footpath, but I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, there was like, I don't know, I was at Randwick the other day.
Randwick.
Yeah, we were.
You know, the council rangers are out there finding people on footpaths in Randwick.
No, but it has the little bike drawn on the path. Well,
then it's a shared path.
Oh, I'm driving on those.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right then.
For clarification, I'm not like going down the main road, like past the shops and stuff.
Okay. Because I noticed that today when I was crossing the road just here on Broadway, there were two electric bikes and they both were riding on the footpath. And it's like, come on, it's, 7:30 in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, the roads aren't that busy. Or go on a less busy road if you don't like it. Anyway, I've kind of got off the point somewhat.
That's all right. Well, to go back to it, me and Seth, we're in the group of being scared to ride our bikes on the road.
That's like being scared to swim in the ocean.
Really?
Because there might be a shark.
But the roads aren't designed for sensible people who ride carbon neutral like things. It's designed for people in big like Ford Raptors who want to kill babies.
Well, are they? Or is it just the mentality of the people?
I guess. Yeah. I guess it is just the mentality.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always kind to cyclists when I drive. Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
I was going to say, there's a new proposed law that might make it a bit more safer for cyclists.
Okay. What is it?
So it's been proposed in Victoria, actually, where the local council can change the speed limit on residential streets from 50 kilometres per hour down to 30. And the RMIT Uni has done a test of it and actually found that the streets became way more safer for children or scared cyclists like me and Seth. To be riding.
Well, it makes sense if it's a residential street because nobody wants a fast car going up and down your street, and especially if there's young children around. And it does make cycling a lot more pleasant if you don't have somebody on your, on your bum. So, you just feel the anger. You don't like they're not that rude that they beep or anything. But I mean, I've had that in a car. I was driving home from Newtown the other day, and this Tesla behind me was I just didn't see the green light in 1 second, and I was driving in a car, not in a bike, and she beeped, and then she beeped like just constantly beep, like come on, man. Like I'm 3 seconds.
This is why people don't want to ride bikes on the road. It's scary. But dropping it down to 30, I'm in support of that.
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think? 0468-441-073, if you've got any opinions. Do you think that 50 is already too slow, or do you think slower is the answer? It'd be a lot safer, and then you can, maybe people will then think, well, if it's only going to be 30, I might as well just get in on my bike and ride.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, in Victoria, when they did the test, they found that the rate, like more bicycle riders, it doubled.
Okay.
So.
Got the cars off the road. So that's a good thing. Yeah.
All
right. Well, let us know if you're in favour of it. Because the thing is that when you are in a car, you just want to get there fast. Mm. You want to get from A to B fast. And sometimes 50 is, you think, oh, God, if I could just go a little bit faster. Because you're used to 60. But then if you've got to really, really slow down, I mean, may as well ride a bike.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is in Greater Sydney each day, there's more than 6 million trips shorter than 5Ks that were driven that people could have ridden their bike to.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of trips. And they're probably going to school.
Probably school, work.
Yeah, it's silly. I try to ride if I can, but sometimes,
not
you know,
to hate on drivers, but I think it should be understood that driving is like an inherently selfish act to some extent. So I'm in favor of all laws that favor bicyclists and pedestrians and stuff over drivers. I feel like if you're going to drive, you should be prepared to pay the toll. Sometimes that toll is going 30 kilometers per hour.
Yeah, yeah. You're on your L's, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Have you got your license?
I've got my license. I do not drive in Sydney. I'm not putting myself through that.
But the thing is that if you don't drive in Sydney now, you will never drive in Sydney. You gotta get in there and just, I don't know, feel the fear and get through it, because you know it is like the older you get, the scarier it is. So you just got to do it when you're young, when you're a bit more fearless.